Heading, Determining the Success of Meetings. Subheading, God the Judge of the Worker's Success. God, and not man, is the judge of man's work, and he will apportion to each his just reward. It is not given to any human being to judge between the different servants of God. The Lord alone is the judge and rewarder of every good work. Review and Herald, December 11, 1900. Subheading, If One Soul Endures, the Work is a Success. In the night season, I was conversing with you. I had a message for you and was presenting that message. You were cast down and feeling discouraged. I said to you, The Lord has bidden me speak to brother and sister blank. I said, You are considering your work as almost a failure. But if one soul holds fast the truth and endures unto the end, your work cannot be pronounced a failure. If one mother has been turned from her disloyalty to obedience, you may rejoice. The mother who follows on to know the Lord will teach her children to follow in her footsteps. The promise is to fathers, to mothers, and to their children. The Lord will not judge you by the amount of success manifested in your efforts. I was bidden to tell you that your faith must be kept revived and firm, constantly increasing. When you see that those who have ears will not hear, and those who are intelligent will not understand, after you have done your best, pass on to regions beyond and leave the result with God. But let not your faith fail. Letter 8, 1895. Subheading, Be not discouraged with small returns. The work that is done to the honor and glory of God will bear the seal of God. Christ will endorse the work of those who will do their best. And as they continue to do their best, they will increase in knowledge and the character of their work will be improved. Letter 153, 1903. In comparison to the number that reject the truth, those that receive it will be very small. But one soul is of more value than the worlds beside. We must not become discouraged, although our work does not seem to bring large returns. Letter 1, 1875. Subheading, United Steady Effort for Good Results. Individual, constant, united efforts will bring the reward of success. Those who desire to do a great deal of good in our world must be willing to do it in God's way by doing little things. He who wishes to reach the loftiest heights of achievement by doing something great and wonderful will fail of doing anything. Steady progress in a good work, the frequent repetition of one kind of faithful service, is of more value in God's sight than the doing of one great work, and wins for his children a good report, giving character to their efforts. Those who are true and faithful to their divinely appointed duties are not fitful, but steadfast in purpose, pressing their way through evil as well as good reports. They are instant in season and out of season. Letter 122, 1902. Subheading, Right Methods Produce a Soul Harvest. When in our work for God, right methods are energetically followed, a harvest of souls will be gathered. Review and Herald, April 28, 1904. Subheading, Evil of Idolizing the Minister. The fact that a minister is applauded and praised is no evidence that he has spoken under the influence of the Spirit. It is too frequently the case that young converts, unless guarded, will set their affections more upon their minister than upon their Redeemer. They feel that they have been greatly benefited by their minister's labors. They conceive that he possesses the most exalted gifts and graces, and that no other can do as well as he. Therefore, they attach undue importance to the man and his labors. This is a confidence that disposes them to idolize the man and look to him more than to God, and in doing this, they do not please God nor grow in grace. They do great harm to the minister, especially if he is young and developing into a promising gospel laborer. The minister of Christ, who is imbued with the spirit and love of his master, will so labor that the character of God and of his dear son may be made manifest in the fullest and clearest manner. He will strive to have his hearers become intelligent in their conceptions of the character of God, that his glory may be acknowledged on the earth. Gospel Workers, pages 44, 45, 1892. Subheading, Converted to Man Rather than Christ. 4 years ago, there was an effort made by Elder Blank in Blank, and the people turned out in a wonderful manner to hear. If right plans had been made there, there might have been many souls brought to the truth. Brother Blank was not working in the right lines. His main purpose was to get the largest kind of congregation by fanciful preaching, which differed vastly from the preaching of John, the forerunner of Christ. Many signed the covenant, but when he left, it was demonstrated that they believed in Blank, were attracted to the man and not to Jesus Christ. Many who signed the covenant were unconverted, and when left alone, they withdrew their names. Letter 79, 1893. Subheading, Elder Blank's Church. In working for those who are converted unto your labors, you would be highly pleased if they were called Elder Blank's Church. You would like to manipulate their minds in such a way that you would be guided by sentiments of your choosing. But God forbid. In fastening minds to yourself, you lead them to disconnect from the source of their wisdom and efficiency. Their dependence must not be in you, but wholly in God. Only thus can they grow in grace. They are dependent on Him for success, for usefulness, for power to be laborers together with God. Letter 39, 1902. Subheading, Christ's Property, Not Ours. Let us always remember, Brother Blank, that no matter how great and good a work the human agent may do, he does not gain the ownership of those who through his instrumentality have been converted to the truth. None are to place themselves under the control of the minister who has been instrumental in their conversion. In our ministry, we are to bring souls direct to Christ. Their Christ property must ever be amenable to him alone. Every person possesses an individuality that no other person can claim. Letter 193, 1903. Subheading, God to receive the glory for success. After the warning has been given, after the truth has been presented from the scriptures, many souls will be convicted. Then great carefulness is needed. The human agent cannot do the work of the Holy Spirit. We are only the channels through which the Lord works. Too often a spirit of self-sufficiency comes in, if a measure of success attends the efforts of the worker. But there must be no exaltation of self. Nothing should be attributed to self. The work is the Lord's, and His precious name is to receive all the glory. Let self be hid in Jesus. Review and Herald, October 14, 1902. Subheading, Success Fades with Self-Praise. Every man who praises himself brushes the luster from his best efforts. Testimonies, Volume 4, page 607, 1881. Subheading, Full Credit to Associate Workers. Each is to act his part faithfully, and each is to give credit to his brother worker for the part which he performs. Let not your conversation be covetous, taking credit to self. God has used many instrumentalities in his work. That which you have done is only a part of that work. Others have worked diligently and prayerfully and intelligently, and they must not be overlooked. His reward is with him and his work before him. In the day of final reckoning, God will justly reckon with his servants, and he will give to every man according as his works have been. God has marked the lives of the self-denying, self-sacrificing workers who have carried the work in difficult fields. There are things you ought to consider. The Lord is not pleased with the servants when they take credit to themselves. In our old age, let us be just and not appropriate to ourselves that which belongs to others. It has taken years to accomplish the work that has been done, and one group after another of noble workers have acted their part in it. Letter 204, 1907. Subheading, The Lord Restricted by Our Attitude. The Lord would do great things for the workers, but their hearts are not humble. Should the Lord work in them, they would become lifted up, filled with self-esteem, and would demerit their brethren. Review and Herald, July 12, 1887. Subheading, Why Lack of Success? In the pride of worldly wisdom and worldly ambition to be first, may be found the reason that the work of the gospel, notwithstanding its boundless resources, meets with so little success comparatively. Our Savior rejoiced in spirit and offered thanks to God as he thought of how the value of truth, though hidden from the wise and prudent, is revealed to babes, those who realize their weakness and feel their dependence on him. Manuscript 118, 1902. Subheading, Reward of Soul Winning. A rich reward will be given to the true workers who put all there is of them into the work. There is no greater bliss on this side of heaven than in winning souls to Christ. Joy fills the heart as the workers realize that this great miracle could never have been wrought by human agencies, but only through the one who loves souls ready to perish. The divine presence is close beside every true worker making souls penitent. Thus the Christian brotherhood is formed. The worker and those work for are touched with the love of Christ. Heart touches heart, and the blending of soul with soul is like the heavenly intercourse between ministering angels. Manuscript 36, 1901.